This is Capricorn FM Podcast.
Let's move on now and get into our first conversation of the day. Joining us on the line is Letladi Madubanya. Letladi, good evening and welcome to Capricorn.
Yeah, good evening, Gwena. How are you?
I'm good, and how are you, buddy? What's
I'm
up?
Good.
What's up? It's a young lockdown.
Yeah, terrible. But luckily, I'm home.
Yeah.
In a while.
Yeah. And I mean, if I can throw you a curveball as a football person, what do you think should happen to the remaining? Just as a football fan, what do you think should happen to the rest of the season?
Fan.
Yeah. As a sports fan, what do you think should happen? Be it in England, be it in South Africa, be it in Spain, wherever. What do you think should happen?
Well, I think now since there's so many games left, I think 8 games in the first division, in the Premier League. I think it's going to be unfair for teams to really not have anything to, the last couple of games are very important. So you need to, see it through. You never know what's going to happen in the last couple of games. So this is the most important time. Second round of the season, the most important. Anything can happen.
So, what do you think should happen?
What
do you think should happen to the season? If Neluena in charge, what would be your decision? Should we wait until we play everything or stop where we are at the moment?
Well, right now, I think COVID, Maybe the testing, we need to have proper testing, players, teams and stuff. And then maybe lockdown. We watch everything on TV. I think that could be something that could be done, but I'm not sure how it goes with medicals and stuff like that. So it's a tricky one.
It is indeed. Okay, let's talk about. Yeah, let's talk about, I always ask these questions to people who at some point sit down and say, okay, I'm done. How easy or hard, Letladi, is it to make that decision? Okay, I'm 36 years old. I've had my time. I'm hanging my boots. And what does it take for one to eventually make that decision?
Oh, well, that's not an easy decision. Taking into respect, people around you, family, friends, yourself. So this time I took a really selfish decision to say, I've had it. Everyone's getting married. Everyone is going to these things, and I can't even attend any of them. Because Saturdays, it's football. Sunday is football. You're in camp, you're in Cape Town, somewhere in Africa. So I decided, after 17 years, I think this is the best time for me to really call it there. And I'm enjoying what I'm doing at the moment, with the kids and stuff. So it's something that I've been thinking about, but, you really miss, running on the pitch and being with the guys, the training and camps and, the jokes and all this stuff.
From that young boy that made, I would use it as a debut in at Tembisa Classic back then. I mean, looking back, would you say that, how would you sum up your career looking back to that boy that played for Tembisa Classic about 17 years back?
I think looking back now, it was a success. It was something that I had always wanted to do, even from primary school to university, high school. My colleagues and my classmates would tell you that I always had that top bag. And looking back, I just look back at the great times I had on the pitch, the coaches, the teammates, the fans. Now, I think I did a good job.
Yeah, and have you always wanted to play football, Letladi? I mean, growing up as a young star, what did young Letladi want to do? Has it always been football, or did you have other ambitions?
Well, to be honest, really, I think when I was 15, 16, I started playing really late in, you know, in life. I'd always liked tennis. You know, I think that was the first thing that I started playing. And then I did a lot of, again, a couple of martial arts. Yeah, I did a couple of those. So, yeah. And then football, because it was a team sport, and I was not really, you know, a people's person. You know, it actually got me into a team type of environment, and, you know, and from then it just became something that I just love to do. Football is just in me. I enjoyed rugby too. You know, I've just always been sporty. But football has always been like number one.
So you've always been one of those kids, if you put your mind to it, you can excel in it. But you've just preferred football to all these other things.
Yeah, 100%. I know athletics, you know, I always wanted to be first. But either boxing or martial arts, you know, you always want to be first. You know, but yeah, this was something that I really wanted to do and was really proud of what I'd achieved doing it. You know, doing it with the guys that I was doing it with. The people that were involved, you know, I just had to give their props to everyone.
And I would love to believe that any other young boy or girl who goes into sport, who goes into football specifically, would love to achieve something great. If you start playing in the PSL, you want to play for a team that would eventually win trophies, that would win the league. You were fortunate enough to play for a SuperSport United that managed to win the league twice. How was it like when that happened? Because, I mean, it's an ambition of every footballer to play for a team that will eventually win the league. What was that like when you first, as part of that team, yeah, SuperSport United won the league?
Oh, being part of that team. And for your correction, it was three times in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was, you know, an eye-opener. Like, now I've arrived, and then how can I, you know, continue to, you know, better myself, you know, train, you know, the sleep. It's just, you know, an awesome feeling being part of a winning team. That's one thing that I've always wanted to do. Going on to other teams that I've, you know, you always want to leaving a legacy or leaving something, you know, make a difference. So I'm just proud of, especially SuperSport, you know, winning three trophies in a row, the league in a row. So I think that's one special moment in my career, of which I have had, you know, many. But yeah, that one was, you know, it ranks up there with the rest.
Share with us then, Little Adi, some of those moments, one or two that stand out, apart from winning that league with SuperSport United three times.
Well, I've been to Bloemfontein, you know, Celtics?
Yeah.
So Celtics had not won trophies in decades. You know, and they had like a chairman that, you know, really wanted something, and the fans really wanted, you know, a win of some sort. I was happy to bring the Telkom Cup over to Bloemfontein Celtics, go into Vets. You know, we go into finals, we go into Platinum Stars, we go to finals, we win finals. Barocca, you know, something, you know. It's something that, you know, I really enjoy looking back in my career, that, you know, you could have been somewhere and you chose to, you know, attest yourself a bit more. And then, you know, you get rewarded with trophies and medals. It's something special. Something special. Something that no one can take away.
And I mean, as Limpopo people, we know the relationship you've had with Barocca. And who can forget that game? Yeah, was it 2016, 2017 against Ajax? Which was, it was bittersweet. It was the last game of the season. You scored that goal, but you were even sent off. But it was enough to make sure that Barocca survived relegation. So how would you say your relationship with the fans, and particularly here in Limpopo, has been?
Oh, I love them. I mean, like, all the time there's a game. I know with some other games, whether it could be a Arrows, it wouldn't be as full. But then the passion in the streets, like when you shopping or you doing whatever, you know, they come up, you know, picture, you know, they, you know, they're really interested in the game. Like, how are you? Are you enjoying the province? Where are you from? You know, they ask, you know, a lot of difficult questions sometimes. But, you know, I just love Limpopo. And it's a place where I will always, you know, keep coming back to. Yeah, it's something that I really enjoyed, the people of Limpopo. Polokwane, especially the Buakom. Ramashashani.
Utabanya la Limpopo.
I just bought property that side, so so it's proper. I think it's become a relationship type of thing. You know,
fantastic, yeah. As we wind down the conversation, then Letlady, what's next? I mean, 36 years old. You said you felt that it's time to hang your playing boots. But what's next? What are you doing now? And what are your plans going forward? You know, outside football.
I'm retiring, but you know, I'm not fully living the life of sports. Now, currently, I'm in Olifantsfontein with my under 10s, under 14s. We're running an academy, and we've got a school's programs around Ekurhuleni that we just started. And we're trying to get players that really want to get into the professional ranks. You know, you get all these agencies that really don't care about what you do. And after you sign a contract with them, you sign a contract with teams, you know, so they disappear. So we've got proper people with finance, you know, with psychology, you know, to take care of whatever players, whatever talent we may or may not, you know, bring out the sign.
Yeah. Let's leave it there. But thank you very much for taking time to speak to us. Appreciate your time and we wish you the best in your future endeavors.
Much.
Thank you. That's Letlady Madubanya talking to us there. And he's former SuperSport United, Bay United, Bloemfontein Celtic, AmaZulu, Bidvest Wits, Platinum Stars and Marokka player. At 36 years old, he's decided to call it quits, but you heard that he's still very much involved and he's got some big plans going forward.
That was Capricorn FM Podcast.